Welcome to the Women's Rugby Rundown for January 29th to February 4th. In this edition, we cover the Netherlands' impressive performance in the European Championship opener against Sweden. The Pacific Four series matches have been announced. We'll explore the Celtic Challenge standings and playoffs. And we'll take a look at the combined Guinness Six Nations Dream Team by Sage, as well as a global look at Premier and club competitions around the world. Get ready for a journey through the latest in women's rugby. This is your Women's Rugby Rundown, and we're about to kick off. In 15's news, on their 19th encounter, the Netherlands achieved their largest victory against Sweden in the opening match of the European Championship, winning 59-0. Both teams will face off against Portugal and Spain in their remaining matches. Then the Dutch are set to host Colombia for the pivotal WXV playoff on March 16th, aiming for a win to stay on course for the goal of reaching the Rugby World Cup for the first time since 2002. The fixtures for the 2024 Pacific Four series featuring Australia, New Zealand, USA, and Canada have been announced, and they present a crucial chance for teams to secure a spot in the 2025 Rugby World Cup. Locations are still to be determined, but qualification outcomes include the top three teams securing places in WXV1, while the fourth place team will earn a spot in WXV2. After five rounds, the Celtic Challenge playoff is taking shape, with the undefeated Wolfhounds leading the table. Edinburgh secures second, with Clovers in third, while Gwala Lightning, Brython Thunder, and Glasgow Warriors compete in the playoffs in the bottom half of the table. The recent announcement by Sage UK and the Six Nations of a combined women's and men's Guinness Six Nations Dream Team has sent shockwaves through the rugby world. While some may see it as a gimmick, we believe it's an absolute stroke of genius. It challenges outdated notions about athletic ability and celebrates the sheer brilliance of rugby players regardless of gender. By selecting the top performance based on data and analysis, not gender, Sage has created a team that transcends traditional boundaries. It's a testament to the fact that talent, skill, and unwavering commitment aren't confined to a specific chromosome set. In Premier and club news, Tokyo Sanku Phoenix emerged victorious over the Pearls, claiming the title at Japan's 10th national championship. In the Allianz PWR, Gloucester Hart Perry and Bristol secured comeback victories against Leicester and Exeter in round 10, with Gloucester overcoming a 19-point deficit against Leicester and Bristol reversing a 12-point shortfall against Exeter. Moving to France's Elite One, Bordeaux kept their undefeated record in Pool 1 after six rounds, holding the top position, while Romanaya falling closely. In a competitive scenario, Montpellier RO contends for position, and the bottom three teams face uncertainty. In Pool 2, Toulouse overtook Blagnac with Grenoble and Lyon in contention. After seven rounds of Spain's Iberdrola, Crap continues to maintain the lead. Maha de Honda, El Salvador, and Sant Cugat have secured top four positions with direct passes to the playoffs, while the bottom four teams now vie for their spots in the playoffs and strive to avoid relegation. Shifting over to USA Club, our guide has been revised with updates from eight leagues currently in action. Only SoCal was active in D1, with Belmont moving from fourth to second. In Red River, the Sharks move from fourth to second. Florida has begun play, but we're waiting for the RX tables to be updated. Charlotte moved from third to second in the Carolinas. Santa Monica leads SoCal. The Pacific Northwest Championships are set with Portland versus Mudhens at a to-be-determined location. And San Jose leads NorCal, while Las Vegas leads the Southwest. Informed about some rugby that takes the lead after seven rounds, closely followed by Capilano, Seattle, West Shore, Castaway, and Abbotsford. We've tried to understand the makeup of the other provinces and territories, but we're struggling. We'd love any insight anyone can share. Just send us a message. Italy's Series A Elite second phase saw Valsugana, Cusimilano, Benetton, and Capitolina securing crucial wins in the playoff and playout groups. Teams have a week off and play resumes February 17th to 18th. And Uganda's Nile Special Premiership League, the Black Pearls, Thunderbirds, and She-Wolves each secured wins in their opening fixtures. The Latin Challenge will wrap up this weekend as Zebre goes head-to-head with Siches and Benetton hosts Valencia. Benetton and Zebre are currently tied after the first round after securing a win and amassing 19 points, setting the stage for an exciting weekend with lots at stake. Following two rounds of the Kenya Cup, Mwamba, Rongogo, and Shambereye continue their unbeaten streaks, with Mwamba and Rongogo leading in Nairobi and Western Conferences, respectively. Lastly, Brazil introduced a revamped 15s competition featuring a championship and a developmental format encompassing teams from various regions. Play begins April 13th, with playoffs to come in the summer. We conclude the week with seven features and eight media. Stay connected by subscribing to our episodes on Spotify, Apple Music, YouTube, or Patreon, or follow us on your preferred social media platform to never miss out.